on your mind for another hour. With a simple question, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We brought guests in with expertise specifically on addressing the point Steve and I made last week that we don't really have a crime problem. And by the way, I think I heard the chief say, we do have a crime problem. And I think I heard the sheriff say, we don't have a crime problem, we have more people. They're both right. Because obviously what the chief was saying was any crime's a problem. And if it impacts where you live, how you live, you're going to consider that a problem.
Yeah, I was talking to Chief Donlin over the top of the break, and he was running through some of the numbers that we didn't get into. The drug numbers were way up. That's not indicative of the people coming to North Dakota. That's just indicative of more people in North Dakota. We were talking about some of the numbers, and those statistics are ridiculously high and growing. You mentioned the domestic violence that he was talking about, which is another aspect of the assaults. Then you throw in the alcohol involved with that. It's a very complex problem, and it's a struggling problem that we're dealing with here in North Dakota.
Well, it's a challenge that is a product of a boom. That's what I'm trying to get at, and I think we heard pieces of that from the guests, from the experts, with the expertise on it. 800-228-0550. A lot of calls about that issue, as well as just traffic in general, and welcome more of them in the first half hour here of the What's on Your Mind hour to go here. Steve's going to tell us about how the weather is looking before we get back to your phone calls for your reaction to what the chief and the sheriff had to say, as well as more of your comments about how we address the traffic issue, which we're getting some great wisdom from listeners on. And again, the headline there, the summary would be common sense, slow down, and, be smart, right?
It's the usual. You preach it all the time, and we hear it all the time. And when you have a weekend like we just had with all these accidents, you kind of wonder, does that message get lost someplace? Do you get numb to that message at a certain point? Because somebody's not heeding it. It would dictate, logic would dictate that if you adhere to a couple simple habits, and I do call them habits, of driving when you're out in the oil patch, your percentage of safety increases greatly. And it's the simple things that make it's safe. It's just slowing down, being more aware of your surroundings. Like the sheriff said, Sheriff Bushing said, a lot of people with CDLs are very well-trained drivers. When I got my CDL, it made me a better driver, whether I was in a vehicle or on a motorcycle. There's a different set of criteria when you're driving with a CDL that does equate to safety. Now, there's some other issues that are up in the oil patch, which we've had on other shows, but when you're talking from a safety aspect, other than lack of experience, from a safety standpoint, most CDL drivers are extremely safe. And from personal experience, it makes you a better driver when you have that CDL. Around the region, temperature-wise, we're looking at 63 in Bismarck, Mandan, Williston 64 this hour, 68 in Dickinson, Minot at 63, in Jamestown 67, Devil's Lake 59, Grand Forks 57, and in Fargo 59 this hour. It looks like some of the showers sliding off to the eastern part of the state. Still some severe thunderstorms out there, but hopefully that'll be sliding to the east by early this afternoon. We should shape up to be a pretty decent day.
And I do see days in the forecast this week without rain, believe it or not, and the temperature's into the upper 70s, so it's kind of nice. By the way, bottom of the hour, Stephen Hayes, who writes for the Weekly Standard, you see him on the Fox News Channel, will be here to talk about this story that continues to dominate the headlines regarding surveillance on the phone records of every single person that has a Verizon phone and other companies. Jim Sensabrenner is a member of Congress from Wisconsin, and he is saying that the administration is claiming authority to sift through details of our private lives because of the Patriot Act authorizing it. He said, I disagree. I authored the Patriot Act. This is an abuse of that law. Another expert, former top law enforcement federal official said, you know what? The program itself isn't a problem. The administration doing the watching is the problem. We're going to ask our guests about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But in the meantime, let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email us with your questions or comments. Those are always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter if you go to whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know, Scott, one of the things I didn't get into from a numbers perspective when I was talking about what was on my mind today with the student loans increasing July 1st, if they don't put another stopgap in to keep those interest rates down, 12% is what we're looking at for most student loans is going up to. And that's ridiculous when we're at a time with interest rates at an all-time low, 12% to get an education. That's horribly wrong. And I think we're handicapping this country. It's business, though. What the federal government has gotten into is big business, and it's no different than when they held stock notes on some of the auto dealerships or some of the auto industry. It's wrong. You're looking at a government that is benefiting, and I remember when they stripped out the student loan program out of the Bank of North Dakota because they said, the federal government said, well, we don't want individual entities doing this. Well, you know why? It's big business. You know what they're making? Over $500 billion. $500 billion is what the federal government makes on student loans. That's holding the youth and the future of America hostage.
And there is a proposal in the House of Representatives. We'll talk to Kevin Cramer about this later in the week that would not only stop the immediate rate hike, but also protect students over the long term. It reduces rates immediately for most borrowers, and gets Washington out of the business of arbitrarily setting interest rates. That's the problem, I think.
About time.
Politics shouldn't be in the middle of this, and what's happening is this is good politics for the Obama administration, so they're pushing that. Let's get back to the phones here. Al in Lisbon, North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. You tell us any topics, fair game. Go ahead, Al.
Oh, I guess the biggest pet peeve I have in oil field is people not stopping at the stop sign and pulling out in front of you. And everybody does it. I mean, semi drivers, cars, pickup, whatever. The thing we notice when we get back to the valley here is that people will pull up to the stop sign and they'll wait for you to go by. They won't whip out in front of you like they do out in the box.
Why do you think that happens? Is it a case of just having to do so much so fast?
No, it's a traffic issue. You know, they want to get out into that traffic because, you might sit there for 5-10 minutes wait to get on the road if you waited the proper amount of time, probably, you know.
Comes down to courtesy, doesn't it, Al?
Yeah, yeah.
Us.
And, there's some fatalities that happen. I mean, I came on to one here a couple of weeks ago just south of Watford, or south of Alexander, where a woman pulled out of a business place and a semi hit her right in the door. You know, it's a sad, sad thing, but
unbelievable.
I come back to the fact, Al, that it's us. You know, and again, it's just people. It's not, we need more, law enforcement. We need more, I forget who said it. One of the two guests that we had last hour, the chief for the sheriff just said, it doesn't matter how many more laws you have, if you don't follow the laws that you do have, it's not going to improve things. So it comes down to us just, having smarter rules for the road.
It's all about safety.
That it is. Al, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brett in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I just want to talk about student loans.
Go ahead.
I'm paying back two institutions from when I went to college a couple of years back. I'm paying back the Bank of North Dakota, and I'm paying back some lender that I've never even heard of, all because Obamacare declared that I had no right to get a loan from whoever I please.
And that's part of the system that's wrong. You know,
exactly right. Yeah, I'm literally being held hostage by two different lenders.
Now, Brett, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Did you look at consolidation? There was that big push a couple of years ago to consolidate your student loans, get them all under one umbrella, and then you can make that payment. That was, quote-unquote, supposed to save you some interest rates. Did you look at that avenue?
I did, and for me, I would actually end up paying more than I am already, which is sad.
Now, the reason I brought that up is I'd looked at that also. Fortunately, all of my student loans were with the Bank of North Dakota. Interest rate probably a little higher than what it was, but you know, that was an institution I could work with, and they had a history of working with you. The reason I never did the consolidation thing was now you're in a position where you're not going to have an entity that controls your loan that would work with you. You know, at least the Bank of North Dakota understands that, yeah, our economy always wasn't the best here in North Dakota, but, you know, if you need a little forbearance, if you need to push things back, lower that rate, Bank of North Dakota was always willing to work with you because that was your local lender, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why I like going to the Bank of North Dakota when I got my student loans a few years back, you know.
Brett, we're up against a break. Hold on, we'll hold you over. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And we've got Brett from Bismarck on the phone discussing some student loans. Brett, what's the biggest issue you have with your student loans as far as when you got your education? Is there a way the system could be better to serve the students?
Let us students choose our lender. I mean, that's the whole reason when I first went to school, I chose Bismarck or Bank of Dakota was because of their generally their low interest rates, especially how they treat their customers and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, it's a state-owned bank, but tell you what, I get better customer service there than I do from some big business like Walmart. So,
And it comes down to the customer service. I remember back, dating myself, but back in the day when I started, your local bank, they did student loans. They would set up those student loans in-house. And I think, that's something that we're missing within the system, under the guise of streamlining.
Exactly right. I wouldn't be griping so much if I would just have my right to choose my lender. And, you know, if the federal government rolled my entire loan out of the Bank of North Dakota and into their system, you know, I just want to pay one lender back, not two.
Exactly. Brett, thanks for the phone call. It's big business. The government's in the business of business, and that's not right, is it, Scott?
It's not. It's also just the whole political football back and forth between, you know, the House
and who loses?
And the Senate, the president, and the you know, the games that are being played right now.
Who loses?
Makes
kids.
No sense.
Students.
Yeah. And it's more uncertainty, which I think is the number one thing that ails every level of our economy right now. Not only students wondering, okay, what are my rate? What am I going to pay? Business? Do I hire? What are the healthcare regulations going to be? Just a ton of uncertainty out there right now. 800-228-0550. We asked the question on our Facebook page. Do you feel that the crime increases in folks like in places rather like the oil patch or Bismarck? Are they outpacing the population growth? Is it a crime problem or is it a case of rapid growth? And here's what some of the folks had to say about that topic that we chatted with the chief and the sheriff about last hour. I like what your caller from Minot said. Spot on. We had a few callers from Minot. I'm not sure which one that individual's talking about. It might have been the one that...
I think it was Carol.
Probably Carol, because Carol's comments were kind of feisty about, you know... What I didn't like about Carol's comments is she made it sound like us, those folks that have called North Dakota home for lots of years, versus them, folks that are coming here to take advantage of new opportunities. But her point was, bloom where you're planted, I think was her line that nobody could disagree with. Kenny says, goes with the industry. I lived in a gold mining town. It's hard work. The boys work hard and play hard. More people, more crime. It's to be expected. That's the bottom line. More people, more crime. It's not a crime problem. It's a challenge of a boom. Spencer says, certain trades and industries attract people who are prone to rowdy, sometimes illegal behavior. That's a stereotype I don't think fits. I think there's more good, rock-solid, God-fearing, freedom-loving, folks in the oil industry than there is in most. I don't buy this. You know, who was it that told us a story last week about somebody keying in oil trash into their truck? Right, well, that was a story we had on last week. I mean, I don't buy the premise of oil trash at all. Shelley says, hey, Gabe, I wasn't able to listen. What did the Minot caller say? That was the bloom where you're planted. Mike and Ray, North Dakota, back to the student loan topic. Go ahead, Mike, you're up.
Yeah, hey, you know, on those student loans, I got a comment. You know, I'm dating myself, too. I went to college back in the early 80s and, you know, went through, got my bachelor's, got an associate's degree and then followed it with a bachelor's degree. And I remember back then the student loan interest rate was like 3.2%. Well, it took me 17 years to pay off my student loans, and the reason was that just like home loans, my loan kept getting bought by other banks. Like, I guess banks do that, you know, with home loans, or they did it with student loans, is they would buy and sell other people's loans. And when they did that, the interest rate would then change. And when I made my final student loan payment in 1997 and paid off all my student loans, my interest rate at that time was 8.8% interest on my student loans. And you know, they're talking about raising these rates. Well, they're not telling you it's a variable rate. You think it's a fixed rate, but they can jack that thing up without you knowing it.
Yeah, when I had mine with the Bank of North Dakota, it was 8.5% or 8.6% was the last rate that mine was locked in at and paid. And that was one of the advantages, I thought, was the fact I knew where it was. I knew that loan was going to stay at the Bank of North Dakota, and that gave me the option to work with the Bank of North Dakota as per my financial situation and as my lending needs were. I couldn't even imagine trying to go through the federal government and not knowing where that loan's going to wind up. You don't know who you're working with. As a North Dakota resident, a North Dakota student, that was a huge advantage I thought we had here in North Dakota, Mike.
You'd think. I'm going to double dip here. I want to touch on CDLs, too, and just comment that CDL drivers, that is their livelihood. With that CDL, they have a job. And so for the most part, and I'm just a general sweep because I know that there's some bad apples out there, but a CDL driver is going to do everything he can to protect his driving record and protect his job by following and obeying the law and keeping his record clean, because you can't get a job if you've got a bad driving record. And so, I know some callers called in and made judgments against, these bad truck drivers out there. Well, for the most part, no, they're all being courteous and being following the law, because without having a CDL, you don't have a job.
Mike in Ray, North Dakota. There's a lot of common sense right there on Highway 2 and good old Ray. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Let's go Scott and Bismarck next year on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Good. Hey, a little comment with the crime and all the law enforcement struggling with the people coming into the state. My suggestion is go to a zero tolerance. If you're convicted of a crime greater than a misdemeanor, you're automatically out of the state for a year. Move them out. If they're not residents of the state, why do we want them here?
So do you think non-residents are the problem?
Not totally, no. We got the same people here. But it's coming with. In my business, I see a lot of people coming from different parts of the state, and they got a record a mile long. It's hard to hire these people. It's hard to get them fitted into your business because they no driver's license and a criminal background a mile long.
So it's your contention North Dakota is becoming a dumping ground to a certain degree of some of the miscreants across the rest of the country.
Absolutely. Go to any one of the homeless shelters and you'll see them plumb full of people from out of state that are just looking for some type of a living, some type of a wage, some type of an opportunity. Granted, everybody deserves a second chance, but it's all coming in because of it.
But that's, again, that could be just like the crime thing. That to me is back to the question of just sheer numbers. Look, you can't be one of the fastest growing states in the country and not have challenges that come with it. And that includes people just, that are helpless other places coming here. But that doesn't mean we don't want to manage this boom or continue to take care of it. My opinion. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Now, thanks a bunch. We're up against the break. We'll take a break. When we come back, a hot topic last week was this new NSA surveillance revelation about cell phones and the numbers being tracked. We'll talk to somebody that's covering this story. Stephen Hayes, the Weekly Standard and Fox News next, plus more of your calls. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's on your mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, and we're pleased to welcome our next guest to talk about the story that has dominated national headlines since the middle of last week, and that is the story of the NSA, the National Security Agency, accessing every phone record of Americans' calls to and from the United States, to and from foreign places, and it's Big Brother watching. It has outraged many of our listeners and continues to evolve and move in different ways, and Steve can answer Steve and I's questions today, and yours as well, at 800-228-0550. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Well, I'm at odds with the majority of our listeners on this issue. I have said, look, I think post 9/11, we want government to provide an important safety function, and that is stop terrorist attacks. This program has been used to do that, and when it's used lawfully, not like this administration's done with the IRS or anything else. It's a good thing. A lot of folks think I'm pretty naive, that in fact, given the track record of this administration, that's not possible. Is it the system we should fear, or is it the administration that's currently running the system, in your view?
Yes. the answer is yes. Look, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. The distinction, I think, is an important one, though, and it's one that you're making. I think with what we've seen both with the Department of Justice and the, I think, intrusions into the privacy of James Rosen and some other journalists perhaps, as well as the IRS scandal, is a system that's being abused. I mean, a system that, allows for abuse. What we're seeing with the NSA is a program that as of right now, based on what we know right now, was run within the law. Now, it may be the case that we didn't know enough about the law. It may be the case that lawmakers didn't know enough about the law. But what the difference with the NSA story, as we know it now, is that there has not yet been abuse of the system. Now, it's a setup, I think, that could lead to abuse of the system, certainly. And in the context of particularly the IRS story, it's certainly reasonable for people to have grave concerns about that system being abused. I share those concerns, but at the same time, talking to people who know the program best, who understand what's happened, I believe that this has been a very valuable tool in preventing terrorist attacks and giving us eyes on programs and individuals, cells that we wouldn't have otherwise had.
We're talking with Stephen Hayes, Fox News Channel, Weekly Standard. Steve Bakken here, Stephen. One of the things I saw this weekend when we had the whistleblower come out with Edward Snowden talking about this and some of the reports of the eavesdropping on troops overseas with intimate conversations they were having with their loved ones back home, some of the other abuses. Is there any oversight on this? Is there any way to have oversight on this?
Well, very little. I mean, I think this was, the president obviously said late last week that this was briefed to members of Congress and everybody was fully aware of what was going on. That's clearly not the case. It has been briefed. It's been briefed to a select number of members of Congress and the leadership of the intelligence committees. And what we don't know is whether those briefings really included the entire program and those being briefed actually got a sense of what was happening, the magnitude of the program, just how broad it was, or if it was the case that they were getting sort of surface-level briefings so as to not alarm them. We don't know that, but we certainly have, if you go back to the Bush presidency, we have indications that at times when programs were fully briefed to members of Congress, and they later found it politically convenient to pretend that they weren't fully briefed, they had no problem, in effect, saying, look, I didn't know anything about these programs that they, in fact, knew quite a bit about.
What can you tell us about Edward Snowden, the quote-unquote whistleblower for this? And are there any other concerns as far as any espionage or any other angles with this?
There are always those concerns. I don't think we know yet. I mean, you know, he's given this 12-minute interview to the Guardian newspaper in which he basically says, look, I could have sold this for a lot of information. I could have done damage, and I opted not to do damage because, for me, this was a principled argument that I was making. I wasn't trying to hurt the country. There are a lot of questions about Edward Snowden, and one of them would be how somebody with his background and experience rose so quickly within the space of about a decade to have, if you believe his characterization of his access, you know, access to virtually everything. You know, these are programs that in the past have been so highly compartmented that even when I was talking to people who I would have expected to have had very good access to the details of some of this stuff, I found, you know, interviewing some of those folks that they couldn't even provide sort of the broad outlines of this because they were so highly compartmented. If it's the case that somebody like Edward Snowden can rise that quickly from, you know, basically what was a security person at a regional NSA facility, rise through the CIA, get to the point where he was a system administrator in, you know, and had access to all this, I think it calls immediately for greater scrutiny of how exactly we promote people and who has access to this information.
I'm a little confused about the conflict between comments of Mike Rogers, Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who said, hey, look, folks, you might not like the idea this is being done, but it's worked. It saved terrorist attacks, prevented terrorist attacks. Guy like Mike Rogers saying that gives me a fair amount of comfort that this is a reasonable program being lawfully used. Then Jim Sensenbrenner comes out over the weekend, House Judiciary Committee, and says, hey, wait a minute, I authored the Patriot Act, and this is an abuse of that law. Who's right, Steve?
You know, there's some tension between those two, but I don't think that they're necessarily mutually exclusive. I mean, it could be the case that Sensenbrenner authored, you know, parts of the Patriot Act and sort of made it possible for the kinds of programs like this to have been developed, but that they went beyond what he originally saw as the scope of these programs. And it also could be true, as Rogers contends, that these are valuable programs, that this kind of invasiveness is what, you know, he believes the country needs in order to keep us safe. I think it's entirely possible, even though, as you point out, Scott, those things seem to be in some tension, that they could both be true.
You know, what's interesting is to watch how this has really affected people. I mean, I have a sense that, you know, all the things that are wrong, if we had to take a top 10 list of things that threaten this country, the debt, the deficit spending, a lot of these things would be way up there, and you almost get a collective yawn, and obviously it was as bad or worse at election time, and obviously this president reelected. Yeah, this one seems to have really touched a chord, and I don't know if that's because of the IRS scandals and the reporters' emails and phones being tapped, but do you get a sense that this one is sort of awakened a sleeping giant with a great deal of Americans that are very troubled by it?
Yeah, I do. I share your sense. I think a lot of it has to do with the IRS because, you know, there have been people, let's say people who don't necessarily follow the ins and outs of every political debate the way that we do and, you know, follow every single news story. But people get it when they think that their government is campaigning or targeting groups that disagree with the administration in power. That's something that doesn't require you to follow every single contour or every twist and turn of the news cycle. You can open your newspaper on your way to work, you know, living your life, not bothering anybody, and see that. And I think that's alarming to people. And the fact that this comes on top of that or shortly after those revelations, I think people, for very understandable reasons, put two and two together and say, geez, if the IRS is doing this in one context. Now we're essentially enabling or empowering this all-seeing agency to potentially do the same kinds of things, or at least leave itself open to the same kinds of abuses. Now, as we said before, I don't think we've yet seen, I mean, depending on the way that some of these initial stories are, you know, whether they turn out to be true or not, we haven't yet seen those kind of widespread abuses that we saw, or systematic abuses that we saw with the IRS story. But certainly there is the possibility, if you believe the characterizations of Edward Snowden, that could happen. I think that's why people have tuned into this so intensely.
We're talking with Stephen Hayes, Fox News Channel, Weekly Standard, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Well, the statements that this NSA program has not been abusive and has not violated the law is grossly misleading, because we don't know. They invoked the State Secrets Act. In fact, there was a lawsuit in 2009, Juul versus NSA. Five plaintiffs sued the NSA, claiming AT&T unlawfully gave information to the NSA, but of course the administration, Obama, invoked State Secrets Act, and therefore claimed the plaintiffs had no standing. So we'll never know if it's illegal or abusive. You know, so let's get over this idea that somehow the people are going to know, when the government, including Obama, is defending anybody who's sued by plaintiffs that claim there is an abuse.
That's sort of where we have to trust the fact that, okay,
trust but verify, right?
But I mean, what I'm getting at, I'm asking your question, Mark, of Steve, basically to say, you know, when a executive branch, you know, the judiciary signs off on a FISA court, House and Senate intelligence committees, you know, leaders, that's sort of where you say, oh, okay, then if there was some abuse, somebody would flag it. But, you know, to Mark's point, how do we get to the bottom? How do we know?
Yeah, I don't know if Mark was being critical of me or being critical more broadly, but I actually don't much disagree with what Mark is saying. My point is that we don't yet have proof of these abuses. We may in fact get that proof. And there are, you know, in the cases that he's suggesting, and I think in there are other things that we will certainly, I think, see and hear emerge in the coming days that may allow us to point to abuses and to say, this goes beyond just sort of the potential for theoretical abuse to actual abuses. And
the executive branch has set a permanent immunity for the NSA against all plaintiffs, always claiming state secrets. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the narrative on this story is not ending here. And we will find out a lot more about that case. We will find out a lot more about the practices, the daily practices of the NSA. We'll learn a lot more about what is the government's most secretive intelligence agency, and in many cases, biggest.
Last quick question. We have less than about 30 seconds for your answer. But, I mean, how much of a problem is this for the Obama administration, just separate because of that other narrative?
I think it's a huge problem for the Obama administration. Look, the president gave a speech 2 weeks ago, in fact, declaring the war on terror over, and where people might have had some tolerance for you know, these kinds of measures in the context of a war on terror, where George W. Bush was out giving a speech every single day talking about the war on terror, talking about the threat. President Obama said a couple weeks ago, we don't really have a threat of mass casualty attack.
Very good point. Stephen Hayes, Weekly Standard, Fox News Channel. Great job covering this and many other things that concern our listeners. We appreciate you very much. Thanks a bunch. More after this time out. Folks, don't go away.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeela, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. We're Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen. A few minutes for your comments. 800-228-0550. Anything you heard from Steve Hayes? Change your opinion on the story we spent a lot of time on last week. Somebody's watching.
In the biggest question I have is, where does it end? I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg on this.
Now, we didn't spend a lot of time on it last week, but there were some spinoff stories, especially the one on the internet providers. None of it confirmed to the degree that this NSA story has been confirmed, but it just has provoked a lot of fear, without question. Comment from a listener on the student loan questions. Ed, here's my student loan solution. Get the government off our backs with taxes, 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 so we can afford to pay cash for our children to go to college. You know, the various angles that point back to government is you know, not only meddling in the rates and what they ought to be and everything else, but even how much they take, therefore triggering your need for a loan. Very good point on the part of the caller. Appreciate that. We had somebody call and say, hey, how did that event go for the military over the weekend? The thank you to the Vietnam and Korean War veterans. Tell us. I'd love to know how things were there, if you were there. I was not able to be there. Were you, Steve?
Yeah, I stopped by on Saturday morning. What a great event. Pretty good turnout. Great turnout. tell you what, it was an opportunity that if you attended and were not moved, I don't know what's wrong. It just, it was, It was awe-inspiring. It was humbling. It was somber. It was warm. It was a great event.
And any idea how many vets? How many folks thanking the vets? Any idea crowd-wise?
You know, I didn't even take an opportunity to look through the crowd and count. I am horrible at that anyway. Hundreds. It was a great turnout. I thought we did our veterans justice.
That's wonderful.
And our speaker that we had on there, he was excellent as well.
It was fun last week, wasn't he? With a lot of passion there. Incredible. By the way, another quick story here. Load restrictions have been lifted now on most North Dakota highways. So that was a big issue last week with more and more rain and obviously slowing down things considerably in the oil patch as well. Seasonal load limits are intended to guard against damage to roads made susceptible by the spring thaw, but they are lifted when roadbeds have stabilized enough to handle normal traffic. So the State Transportation Department says restrictions were lifted on most highways as of today. Some highways still have weight restrictions, and obviously there's some in the oil patch because of the unbelievable amount of rain there that will be county by county concern. We talked a little bit about that in McKenzie County last week, but I wanted to let you know that the statewide limits are off as scheduled. How are we doing weather-wise here?
Well, around the region, starting to shape up to a little bit nice of a day. Out in the western part of the state, line of thunderstorms and showers. Pretty much two pockets up north, following that Highway 2 corridor, and then down south, kind of hit and miss south of I-94, but that is sliding off to the east as we speak. Bismarck Mandan this hour, partly cloudy in 66. In Williston, 66 degrees under clear sky, clear in Dickinson in 69. Minot, mostly cloudy this hour and 66. In Jamestown, 67 under partly cloudy sky. They've got rain in Devil's Lake and 59. Grand Forks, overcast in 59. And in Fargo, mostly cloudy and 59 this hour.
And you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it most places today. 80 in Bismarck. I mean, that's not bad. Get beyond the showers.
We're crossing our fingers. We're shooting for that.
Yeah, how about that? It'd be a nice 80-degree sunny day. Be nice. Not quite 80 in Fargo, but 77 today. Minot, a little cooler, 74, and a little bit of an additional increase in chance of showers there. As I look all across, oil patch should hit 72, showers and thunderstorms, but sunny this afternoon. Just not quite as warm. Dickinson, the same thing, sunny near 75. For the most part, everybody's going to get at least the first front half of the week here a nice day here and there. So we're glad to see that. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is hosting more than 40 teachers from across the state today through Thursday for their annual oil seminar for educators. I love this program. Because it is a way to integrate in the classroom things that are happening that, students in every corner of the state ought to know about. Number one, in the way of opportunities and things their parents are probably hearing about and talking about. And so the organizers say it provides educators an opportunity to learn about North Dakota's oil and gas industry. And they literally get the teachers drill rig, well sites, to Tesoro Refinery in Mandan and get them acclimated. So we're going to try for a guest later this week to talk a little bit about that, but I wanted to remind folks that that is happening, and there are teachers descending on Bismarck for that particular event, which is...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing from the educational standpoint, not knowing, living and having it here in your own backyard, but not knowing all the intricacies of how the oil industry works in North Dakota. I think that's a huge advantage for teachers to pass that knowledge on, because it's an opportunity to perk some interest in younger students that very well could lead to a great career staying right here in North Dakota, and educational opportunities down the road for those students, and a great opportunity. The biggest thing I see with the oil industry here, it's an opportunity for us to keep North Dakota kids in North Dakota, and that's invaluable to me.
It is, and by the way, that in all kinds of industries, I mean, we need more of everything. Literally, because of the boom that's going on, that's a good thing. There's more opportunities in whatever you choose to, whatever field you choose. So glad that's connecting with education. I think that's a great idea. If you email us, by the way, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's the website that will link you to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. But also you can comment right when you go to that site, or just send us an email and tell us what topics you want covered. We'll find the guests to provide the expertise and, of course, continue to facilitate a conversation with real experts. You, our listeners, on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Have a great day. Steve, we'll see you.
See you tomorrow.
Should we do it all over again?
Yeah, let's do this again. It's fun.
All right. Buckle up, folks. See you. Bye-bye.
At
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.